Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1396, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, and that she did not know her by name, but she was rehearsed to know her by Waggus Griffin in that room, and to say whatever she did say on the witness stand, that she said Ruther Robertson has seen the evidence as reported as being given by Dewey Howell, and recognized in her answer precisely what she had heard Waggus Griffin tell her to say, that the said Ruth Robertson states that she does not believe either of these girls appreciated what it was to swear falsely, as they were giggling and laughing over the evidence they were to give when they went on the witness stand. Defendant further shows that at the trial, the Solicitor General put several witnesses on the stand to testify to the bad character of defendant, and further that the defendant knew Mary Fagan. The Solicitor General proved by the Ruth Robertson that she had seen the defendant talk to Mary Fagan and had heard him call her Mary. This testimony that Frank called Mary Fagan by name was in the trial peculiarly harmful to Frank, because in his statement before the trial and in the trial itself, he said he did not know Mary by name. Defendant here and now offers to show and prove to the court all of the facts herein set forth, and swears to the existence of these facts as the truth, and asks the court to investigate them in this extraordinary motion. The further submits that the discovery of the foregoing facts is material, and that it is such an extraordinary state of facts as would probably produce a different result on another trial, and that said facts were unknown to the defendant and his counsel, and it was impossible to have ascertained the same by the exercise of proper diligence. The fact that the said Ruth Robertson was in possession of the facts herein before set forth being unknown to the defendant and his counsel until the motion for new trial had been heard and passed on. 10. Defendant further shows that he should be granted a new trial upon the newly discovered evidence of Miss Mamie Kitchens, now Mrs. William Edwards, which has come to the knowledge of this defendant and of his counsel since the original motion for new 23.